Donna Native supports the Navy's submarine force in Guam. Texas Border Business. By Mass Communication Specialist Second Class Andrew Hanchar, Navy Office of Community Outreach U.S. Naval Base Guam, Petty Officer Second Class Bernice Fairin, a native of Donna, Texas, serves the U.S. Navy aboard USS Frank Cable. Fairin graduated from Donna High School in 2016. The skills and values needed to succeed in the Navy are similar to those found in Donna. Growing up, I was in ROTC and went to a summer military academy program, said Fairin. Those instructors prepared me for boot camp and the requirements of the Navy. Fairin joined the Navy 8 years ago. Today, Fairin serves as a career counselor. I joined the Navy to see the world, said Fairin. I always wanted to travel and see the world while serving my country and giving back to others. Not everyone can do this job and live this life. I felt like it was my duty to sign up and give it my all. Frank Cable, an expeditionary submarine tender manned by a hybrid crew of sailors and civilian mariners, provides critical maintenance capabilities to the U.S. Navy's submarine force in the Pacific. Frank Cable's primary clients are the four Los Angeles-class attack submarines homeported in Guam, but the ship can also provide repair and logistic services to other Navy ships like cruisers and destroyers. The submarine tenders provide maintenance, temporary berthing services and logistical support to submarines and surface ships in the Pacific Ocean as well as the Persian Gulf, Red Sea, Arabian Sea and parts of the Indian Ocean. With a crew of more than 600, Frank Cable is 649 feet long and weighs approximately 23,493 tons. With 90% of global commerce traveling by sea and access to the internet relying on the security of undersea fiber optic cables, Navy officials continue to emphasize that the prosperity of the United States is directly linked to recruiting and retaining talented people from across the rich fabric of America. Fairin serves a Navy that operates far forward, around the world and around the clock, promoting the nation's prosperity and security. We will earn and reinforce the trust and confidence of the American people every day, said Admiral Lisa Franchetti, Chief of Naval Operations. Together we will deliver the Navy the nation needs. Fairin has many opportunities to achieve accomplishments during military service. I am most proud of the fact that I was able to convert to a Navy counselor and now I'm able to help so many other sailors, said Fairin. Being a counselor has given me the ability to help other sailors navigate their careers and help them reach their full potential. Fairin can take pride in serving America through military service. Serving in the Navy means putting others before yourself, said Fairin. We go out and try to protect and defend not only our homeland but also all of our allies and territories around the world. Fairin is grateful to others for helping make a Navy career possible. I would like to thank my husband, Jacob, for being my rock and always supporting me no matter what the Navy requirements may be, added Fairin. I would also like to thank the rest of my family back in the States for helping to raise me to be the woman and sailor I am today. I would not be here if they didn't push me to accomplish more.